This is Jean Hainer. Today, we're going to go on a journey to meet your five element guides. These guides actually emerged from the principles of Chinese medicine. Thousands of years ago, as Chinese medicine evolved, they developed a very sophisticated map of the human energy system. But they soon came to discover that this wasn't just a map of the physical. It was also a profound and intricate map of our inner spirit as well. The ancient Chinese discovered that there are patterns in who you are inside, a design that shows who you came here to be, what lessons you're here to learn, what your true purpose in life is meant to be. These patterns form a map of your personality, and also of the territory you'll cover as you travel through all the days and years of your life. Learning to understand, love, and accept yourself can be challenging at times, and it can also be difficult to know how to navigate this odyssey you're on as you go through all the stages of your life. But you're not doing this alone. These same patterns actually reveal that you have guides to help you. They can help with a personal problem or decision you're struggling with, or if you're wondering about the best way to move through this particular phase of your life, or if you're feeling stuck in life overall. They can even help to just maintain balance on a regular basis so there's less stress in your life. There are five guides who represent patterns in your inner makeup. They're like archetypes, both part of the collective consciousness and your unique one-of-a-kind consciousness as well. And together, they form a complete support system for you of wisdom, strength, joy, love, and sacred power. There are different ways you can use this meditation. You can benefit from it just by listening and following along without any preparation at all. Or, if you're working with a certain issue, trying to make a decision or have a specific question, then you can approach this meditation with that in mind. You can't do this wrong, and you can use this meditation in a different way each time you do it. So, let's go on your journey to meet each of your guides. First, make sure you're comfortable and in a quiet place. Don't do this meditation when you need to be attentive and aware. Save it for a time when you can relax and give it your full attention. So sit in a comfy chair or lie down and feel yourself start to settle in. Take a nice deep breath and just relax. Direct your loving awareness to your face and feel as if you're soaking in some gentle, warm sunshine that's shining on the skin of your face. Let that warmth soak in and feel all the muscles in your face begin to relax. Be aware of how nice that feels. Take another breath and then bring your attention down through your neck and shoulders. Let that warm, glowing energy flow down from your face now and feel all the tension in your neck and shoulders begin to melt and let go. Then let it stream down into your arms and then your fingers, all loose and warm. Feel the weight of gravity on your shoulders and upper body so you start to feel even more heavy and relaxed. Then allow this warm glow to move slowly down through your chest and into the middle of your body for a deep release there, like you're sinking into a bathtub full of warm water. And now all the tension is draining away down through your hips and the base of your body. And that warm feeling is flowing down into your legs, down through your knees, to your ankles, and on into your feet and your toes. Feel your feet become warm, and how delicious that sensation is. Become aware of how much more relaxed your whole body now feels. and take one more deep breath. And now imagine that you're walking around your house and you discover a secret door you never knew was there before this moment. You've just found it. It's been hidden all this time. Stand there and look at the door. Notice the grain of the wood and what color it is. Notice the doorknob, what it's made of, what shape it is. And then put your hand on the doorknob and feel the coolness of it in the palm of your hand. The door is unlocked. Turn the knob and open the door to discover a little stairway up to a secret room you've never seen before. Step in and close the door behind you, and then go up the stairs. You find yourself standing in a cozy room with sunlight streaming in. There are pretty pictures on the wall, a soft, colorful rug on the floor, and a big, comfy, easy chair set by a window with a view out across the trees and hills. Walk over to sit down in the easy chair and snuggle in till you're completely comfortable. The window is slightly open to allow in the sounds of birds chirping outside. And you feel a gentle, warm breeze of fresh air across your cheek. Sit and gaze out the window at the beautiful nature scene outside. Breathe in that sweet-smelling air and realize you haven't had a chance to feel this relaxed in a very long time. Take another deep breath and close your eyes. And when you open them again, you find yourself in a different place. You're standing on a sandy beach at night. It's a warm night, and you can hear the roar of the waves in the dark. Turn left and start to walk along the beach, hearing the sound of the waves to your right. And on your left, you can see dimly in the blackness some high rocky bluffs rising out of the sand. It feels like you're in a dream. Even though it's pitch black, you easily know where to step, and you have no fear of moving forward in the dark. After a while, off in the distance, you see a little light. It's a torch by an opening in the bluffs. Keep walking until you reach the flaming torch and notice the opening is an entrance to a cave. Deep inside of this cave is the first of your guides, the Oracle. She's waiting for you, so step into the cave. And as you do, within the first few steps, you feel the darkness deepen as you leave the light of the torch behind. The roar of the ocean waves becomes a distant rumble as you walk. But now you hear trickling water, and as your eyes get used to the dark, you can see the glistening little streams of water running down the stony walls of the cave. Your eyes can just make out the path as you go. And now you see there's a bend ahead, and beyond it, an even darker opening. Continue on around the bend and onward into a cavern deep within the cave. In the cavern, you see a still pool of water shining in the faint light of two small torches set on either side of a massive chair made of rocks rounded smooth by the waves. And seated there is the Oracle. She's a woman with long, flowing dark hair, dressed all in black, with substantial wide hips and her feet firmly planted on the dark stone floor. She's ancient, but she doesn't look so old. She looks plump and vital. She has tremendous reserves to have survived to a very great age. The oracle has a natural connection to the mysteries. She holds the wisdom of the ages deep in her bones. She has the power to transform fear to courage, doubt to trust. She can transmit to you the strength and wisdom of all the ancestors, all those who have come before you, to help you survive even the most difficult of times. The oracle sits totally calm, still, and silent, looking into your eyes as you approach her. She's waiting for you to speak. You can consult her for answers to any problem. If there's something you've been struggling with, if you have a question to ask her. So in a moment, I'll ask you to think about what you might want her guidance for. And after you ask her, she may speak her answer, or she may transmit it directly into your mind. It may be as if you hear her voice deep inside you, or you may just suddenly feel an inner knowing, or that something feels complete, even if you're not sure what it is. So take your time now. I'll give you a few moments here to collect your thoughts and think about what you'd like her guidance for. I'll be quiet while you do that. Now, ask your question and then wait for her reply. It may take a little time to receive her response, so I'm going to be silent to let you have that experience. And when you're done, look deep into her eyes and silently thank her. Know that you can return here anytime whenever you need her. Now turn to go back out of the cavern, around the bend into the main cave, and follow that until you step out to emerge from the darkness and discover yourself back on the beach. But it's now morning. A beautiful fresh light is streaming over the landscape, and you hear the birds calling overhead. Walk along until you come to a path that leads gently up off the beach and toward a grove of tall trees, their green leaves shimmering in the morning breeze. You can even hear the branches creaking as they move. And as you go deeper into the woods, you see the texture and design of the bark on their trunks. Breathe in the scent of the wood as you walk and feel the crunch of the twigs under your feet. As you continue, you see ahead on the path that there's the largest of all the trees, soaring far up to create a high canopy of leaves arching overhead. And under that tree, someone's waiting for you. It's a tall, slim man with strong eyebrows, piercing eyes, and a sculpted jaw. This is your second guide, the Pathfinder. He's like a scout who knows the territory. He knows where and how you've traveled in the past and where you'll need to go as you journey on into your future. He knows the plan for who you're meant to become, and all the winding routes you're meant to travel to get there. He can guide you in the right direction to make sure you get to your destination. Go stand next to him and watch as he unfolds an ancient map and holds it up against the trunk of this massive tree. And there it is, This map shows the trails of all the places you've been in the past, all the roads you've traveled so far, all the twists and turns that have brought you to this very point. And you may feel so reassured that you've been doing it right all along, despite your doubts. Then he puts his finger on a big red X that says, "You are here." Take a good long look. And then he shows you the path from here. With his finger, he traces over the way to go from here for you. And it all starts to make sense. Take some time to focus on what he's pointing out. You may be surprised at where you're going, what the plan is from here, and all the curves, all the bends in the road, nothing a straight line. It all starts to become clear now. If you have a question for this guide, you'll be able to ask it. You can point to any place on the map in the past, or where you are now, or a spot in the future to ask any question and get his reply. And after you ask him, he'll give you the guidance you need. His answer may come in a vision in your mind, or he may speak it clearly and directly to you. All you have to do is relax and stay present. So first, think about what you'd like to ask him. I'll be quiet now to give you a few moments to collect your thoughts. And now ask him, and I'm going to be silent again to let you have that experience. And when you feel complete, look straight into his eyes and thank him. No, you can always return to this tree in the forest to ask his guidance. He smiles and then motions you to go further on through the forest. So walk on and notice the trees begin to thin out now. And then you come to a clearing with the grove finally behind you. Follow the path as it leads you along the side of a tall stone wall. Continue until you come to an ancient wooden doorway in the wall. And standing there is your third guide, the guardian of the gate, a radiant woman with big sparkling eyes, curly hair, and a welcoming smile on her face. She takes out an old iron key and inserts it into the lock in the door and motions for you to enter with her. The door swings open to reveal a breathtakingly beautiful garden filled with vibrant flowers in full bloom, butterflies swooping about and brightly colored birds singing overhead. The sunlight on the leaves makes them glow a brilliant green. The sweet smell of the flowers fills the air, and the gentle warmth of the sun on your face feels like a caress. No matter where you look, you see things that make you gasp with delight. This is your private garden, and it's protected by the guardian of the gate. She knows who you really are in your heart of hearts. And you can trust her completely to open the door only to those who will truly love you and honor this magical, sacred garden. Walk around now with the guardian to explore this place. It all seems strangely familiar to you, and you feel thrilled as little animals come up to you to be petted and played with. You're almost in disbelief that any place could be so full of joy and beauty, and you've never felt so immediately lighthearted. Sit down now with the guardian under a tree full of blossoms and birdsong. If you have a question about love or how to keep your heart open despite your current circumstances or past heartbreak, or about how you can feel truly and completely lovable within yourself, this will be the time to ask. So take a few moments first to collect your thoughts and then to ask her and to receive her answer. I'll be quiet for a while now to let you have that time to think and then to talk with her. Let that answer rest in your heart. And then the guardian takes you by the hand and leads you back toward the doorway again. But along the way, she stops and picks the most beautiful and fragrant pink rose and hands it to you as she opens the door and gives you a kiss on the cheek. As you emerge from the garden carrying your rose, you hear her loving laugh as you each wave goodbye. And as you stand there, immersed in that loving glow, you notice a little cottage in the distance. A broad, winding stone path leads to the front door. And as you walk up the path, the door opens, and there stands your fourth guide, the goddess of compassion, the archetype of the loving mother. She's round and plump with pink cheeks and a big smile on her face. And as you approach, she opens her arms wide to give you a big hug. She ushers you into the house, and even though you think you've not been there before, it feels like home to you. The goddess sits down in a big rocking chair by the fireplace and motions for you to climb up on her lap. And even though you're all grown up, you find yourself really wanting to do that. So go ahead now and climb into her lap, and you find there's plenty of room for you, and it's very, very comfortable. The goddess of compassion is the one who will always make it better. She loves and accepts you completely for who you are right now. So let her hold you and hug you and rock you and tell you everything's going to be all right. Relax into her arms. Hear her heart beating. Listen to her hum a gentle song as she hugs you. Feel how soft but solid she is, and how deeply and completely safe you feel. A loving mother is someone you can talk to, the one person in all the world you can tell anything that's troubling you. You can be completely open with her. So take some time now to choose something to talk to her about, possibly something you can't share with anyone else. I'll be quiet for a few moments now to let you think. And in a moment, you are going to talk to her and know that as you do, you can let the tears flow if they need to. And what you'll find is that as you speak each word, she soaks it in. With each word, some of the anguish disappears from your spirit. With each word, you feel the tension or worry ease, and you feel more and more relaxed and content. So do that now. Talk to her about something that's troubling you. And I'll be quiet for a while so you can have that experience. Breathe in her sweet, warm scent and know that all is well. Let that feeling sink in. Stay there for a while. Let the tears come if they need to. And rest, rest, rest in her arms. Take a deep breath now. And know that anytime you're in distress, you can come to her. She'll scoop you up in her arms and hold you tight and make everything all right. When you feel complete, give her a big hug and thank her and hand her the pink rose you received at the garden as you bid her farewell for now. She smiles broadly as she walks you back to the door and hugs you one more time. As you leave, you notice the afternoon has ended and the evening has begun. It's starting to become twilight now. Everything is bathed in a pale glow that makes things seem otherworldly. The air is pristine, and you take a deep breath to fill your lungs. Feel the cool air on your skin as you walk onward, till you come to a high place where you can see far off into the distant sky. It feels like you can see forever. The sky is an ethereal blue with soft clouds that makes the scene look like a painting. And as you stand there, you become aware of a presence behind you and turn to see an old man approaching. He has a prominent nose, clear eyes, and with his very straight posture, he projects a sense of power and authority. This is your fifth guide, the archetype of the Sacred Father, who's here to show you the far view, how to achieve your most ideal life, and how to maintain your connection to the divine. Just his presence helps raise your awareness from being too immersed in your mundane daily thoughts. You take a deep breath and feel inspired to raise your sights to your sacred purpose in life. He motions for you to come stand beside him at the highest viewpoint. And as he extends his arm outward, you feel an immediate sense of spaciousness fill you. In a few moments, you're going to be able to ask him a question of any sort and receive his answer. Don't overthink it. You may just want to ask him the first thing that comes to mind. Or there may be a pressing question you feel it's imperative to ask right now. Either way, take a moment now to formulate your question in your mind, and then I'll let you know when you can ask it. His answer to you may be transmitted directly, or as a sensation in your body, or an image in your mind, but whatever it is, trust that and breathe it in. So now, take a moment to formulate your question, and I'll be quiet. Now turn and look into his kind face and ask him your question, and let him answer. I'll give you some time now to have that experience. Then he turns to point off into the distance, and you see the clouds start to shift in the sky. Slowly, they form images of your far-off and best future, what your life will be like 10, 15, even 20 years from now. Just let the clouds gradually shift and change over a few moments, and watch for what you can make out. Do you see your future best self? If you do, notice what you're wearing in that distant time, where you're standing, who else is there, what you're about to go do. Even if it feels like you may just be imagining it, open yourself to the possibility that this may in fact come true. I'll be quiet now for a few moments to give you time to sense what's forming there. Now, suddenly, a beautiful ray of light streams down from the sky and bathes you in luminescence. You feel all your old regrets are evaporating, cleansed in that heavenly light. A growing sense of clarity and purpose flow through your body, even if your mind doesn't have the words for it yet. When you feel complete with this, turn to look deep into the brilliant, clear eyes of the Sacred Father. He puts his hands on your shoulders, and you silently feel how proud of you he is, and that he's conveying his blessings to you. You both take a long, deep breath at the same time, and then you bow your head to him and turn to leave, knowing you can always return to this vantage point and summon his presence again in the future. Walk back down the gentle hillside. It's magic time now, true twilight, when the dim light has a purple glow and the world is becoming quiet. It's only a little further now, till you find yourself sitting back down in that easy chair in that secret, hidden room in your own home. Settle in now. Close your eyes and relax. Feel the weight of your bottom in the chair and gravity heavy on your shoulders as you sit there. Take a slow, deep breath and come back fully into your body. And find yourself back where you started, sitting or lying down. Direct your awareness to your face. Raise and lower your eyebrows. Form your lips into a smile. Yawn if you feel the urge. Now let your energy move down from your face to fill your neck and shoulders, through your chest and down your arms into your hands and fingers. Let it flow down through your torso, warming your stomach, down through your hips and the base of your body, and then feel it flood down into your legs, your knees, then your ankles, till it reaches your feet and lights them all the way to your toes. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. You are completely back and grounded in your own body right now. You've never felt better. You're in perfect balance. All is well, and you're home.